Good morning, family of God.
Good morning.
And to everyone else at the sound of my voice, I greet you again in the precious name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The name that is above every name. This morning, we're going to go right into the Word of God for this. I'm asking you please to join me as we do responsive reading. We're going to read John chapter 11 from verse 1 to 26. I'm going to read the first verse, you're going to do the second verse, and we go like that. John chapter 11, can we please stand? Let us read the Word of God together. John chapter 11, verse 1. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the tongue of Mary and her sister Martha. Therefore, his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, whom thou lovest is sick. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Then after that said he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because He seeth the light of the world.
But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him.
These things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I might awake him out of sleep. Howbeit, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he spoke of taking a rest or a nap. And I am glad for your sake that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had laid in the grave for 4 days already. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning the brother. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. Jesus said unto her, thy brother, he shall rise again. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, Though he was dead, yet shall he live. Praise the Lord. And I trust that the Lord would add his richest blessing and the reading of his word for his name's sake. You can have your seat. Shall we pray? Our Father and God in heaven, we bless your name and we give the praise for another privilege whereby we can spread the gospel of salvation. The Lord Jesus Christ, who is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. We pray, O God and Father, as the word go forth, that you may prepare the heart of the people, O God, who have not yet trusted thee as Lord and Savior, and give your servant the help that he deliberate your word in truth. Lord, we ask these in Jesus' precious name. In verse 25 and 26, 25 says, Jesus said unto her, that I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth shall never die. And the question he asks, do you believe this? Now, you might ask, someone might ask the question and says that Lazarus was dead, or Lazarus died for 4 days, and Jesus is saying he shall not die. Now, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth shall never die. Now, Jesus here was not speaking about the physical death, but he was speaking about the spiritual, and also the second death. Say, he that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, though you was dead, yet shall you live. Dead in your trespasses and sin. Though you dead, yet shall you live. And he that liveth, the one that live here on the face of the earth, the one that have life, he that liveth and believe in Jesus, he shall never die. Die the eternal death. He shall live forever. That's what he's saying in this verse. We are speaking on a subject this morning, rich, a topic that is we does not want to speak about. But I want to let you know that it is a reality of life. My Bible tells me that it is appointed unto man once to die, but after death is the judgment. Word of God also reminds us that, not the word, but there is a saying that death is certain. Sin is the cause. Judgment is sure. Death is certain. Sin is the cause. Judgment is sure. But Christ Jesus is the cure. In verse 1, it says, now a certain man named Lazarus was sick. Lazarus. The meaning for the word Lazarus You see that it is God is my help. But let me let you know what my theme for my message this morning is: don't die again the second death. Jesus come to give you life. Yes, I say the name Lazarus means God is my help. And indeed, Lazarus could not help himself, because Lazarus died for 4 days, and indeed, he could not help himself. And Lazarus had this name even before he died 4 days. So we see that name was no coincidence, but it was a name that, look, he said, the name Lazarus means God is my help. And he really couldn't help himself, as we know to ourselves, a dead cannot help themselves. And we all was dead in trespasses and sin. And there is some again that is still dead. Those who are alive because we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of our soul, receiving the new birth. But those who have not yet trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to let you know that you are still dead in your trespasses and sin. And unless you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior for the new birth, you are still dead in your trespasses and sin. We all know how sin come about in the world. The Word of God reminds us, as by one man, Adam, sin enter into the world. Adam is the one that disobeyed God. And by he disobeying God, from the moment he disobeyed God, his nature was changed. We all know that when God created Adam, he breathed the breath of life into Adam. He became a living soul. And Ezekiel 18 verse 20 says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. So here Adam, with his new nature, because of his sin, he brought death unto himself. So now we see that Adam's sin passed upon all man. So that's why we all came into this world and we inherit that sin from Adam. Let us take, for example, just take our example of a tree. The branches depend on the tree. And if the root have disease, this disease would pass on to the entire tree, and also on the leaves. So that's how we, human race, inherit the sin from Adam. And that sin is on all man. So by that, the Word of God says, all have sinned. But we got to see how we can get this sin pardoned or forgiven, that we can have the new life. In verse 2, tell you that he describes, he said that it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with the ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Now he specify who was the Mary, because the Bible speaks of six Mary. So he identified the exact Mary, let you know who was the Mary he was speaking about. Verse 3 says, Lazarus was indeed a friend of Jesus. So because Lazarus was a friend of Jesus, because Lazarus believed in Jesus, you know, when Jesus began his earthly ministry, while he was upon this earth for 3.5 years, Jesus was going to all the area, Judea, Samaria, Jerusalem, and his mission was showing compassion. What he was doing, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He was letting the people, showing compassion, healing the sick, feeding the hunger, and such things like that Jesus was doing. Let him know, letting the people at that time know, look, the kingdom of heaven is here. So, while Jesus was doing that, he was going to Jerusalem, he always stopped in Bethany. Bethany was his favorite place where he always stopped. So Mary, Martha, Lazarus, he was acquainted with them. There was no stranger to him. So that's why when Lazarus was sick, they was able to call him directly. But later on, we're going to see that spiteless, he was the friend. He was the friend of Lazarus. But when he heard that, Jesus did not go immediately. Like if you have a friend that is in need, you might leave what you're doing and go there immediately. But hear what Jesus says. He tells them that this sickness is not unto death. But remind yourself, it is for the glory of God. So, in verse 4, he said that Jesus knows all things. The reason why? Because he is God. So he already knew that this sickness was not unto death. He already knew that this sickness was for God's glory. Because maybe if he came immediately, I might say that he would not get the glory. Because some people might say, okay, he was not there. They might say maybe he was taking a nap. Some might say maybe he was in a coma. You know, they might have tried to dispute that he really raised Lazarus from the dead. So Jesus says, you know, it is not unto death, but is for the glory of God. In John 4 and verse 48, Jesus says, except you see signs and miracles, you would not believe. And except they see signs and miracles, they would not believe. So Jesus was doing all these great signs, and by what they see Jesus did upon this on the earth, they believe. They believe because what they see. So Jesus was doing all these things to show them who he was. He is the Son of God. He is God. The one that John the Baptist was telling them about. Jesus is showing them the things that he was able to do. Healing the sick. Feeding the hunger. And such like that. And by these they were seeing the great work that Jesus was able to do. In John 20 verse 31, he said, all this was written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ. He said here, Lazarus experienced both physical and spiritual death. Lazarus experienced two deaths. Because when Lazarus came into the world, remind yourself that Lazarus came into this world, he was Adam's race. He born in sin. But because he was a friend of Jesus, because he knew Jesus, because he believed in Jesus, this sin was already dealt with. So here Lazarus experienced a second death. Lazarus here also died physical. So that was the physical death that Lazarus went through. In John 10:10, Jesus reminded us, he said, "I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." The Bible speaks of three types of death: spiritual death, physical death, and eternal death, which known as the second death. Spiritual death is the separation of the soul from the Spirit of God because or caused by Adam's sin. This is what you call spiritual death. Physical death is the separation of the spirit of life from the mortal body. When life leaves this mortal body, you call that the physical death. The body is there, but no life. That's physical death. And eternal death is what we also call as the second death. Is the separation from God forever in hell punishment. Total separation from God in hell forever. That's the punishment. And that punishment is for just not believing that Jesus Christ came to save you, save me from sin. That you call the second death, eternal death. As we quote before in Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed unto man once to die, but after death is the judgment. Ezekiel 18 verse 20, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Adam was created as a living soul. In Genesis 2 and 7, tell you that. God breathed into Adam the breath of life, and he become a living soul. In Romans 5:12, he said, "Wherefore, as by one man sin enter into the world, and death by sin, and so death passeth upon all man. See, death passeth upon all man, for in that all have sinned." So you see, because of Adam, all have sinned. Everyone come into the world. That's why we need the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, in order to have the new birth. That's what the new birth is all about. Adam says, when Adam sinned, his nature was changed from a living soul to a dead soul. Adam sinned, he passeth upon all man, so in that all have sinned. For example, there was a survey by WHO, that's the World Health Organization, and you know what it says? They said 385,000 babies born in the world every day. That's a survey. Maybe if you, I know you have your, you know, you Google, you would see that, you might get more than that. But I try three survey and I go the lowest. He said that 385,000 babies born in the world every day. He also said that 138 million babies born in the world every year. Life, they're born in the world every day. They're born, you call that spiritual dead. They came into the world spiritual dead. They have life in the mortal body, but the soul is dead to the Spirit of God. No contact, because of Adam's sin, the soul is dead to the Spirit of God. Also, according to WHO, 150,000 people die in the world every day. He says 60 million people per year. That's, you call that physical death. It's just separation of life from the mortal body. Some souls receive the new life in Christ, and some souls, they remain just the way they was born. Some receive out of this 60 million that born every year, that die every year, some receive the new life in Christ, and some stay just the way they were born. This destination is to go to the second death. That's this destination. But here I'm saying you don't have to die the second death. Jesus come that you might have life and that you might have abundant life. After Adam, nature was changed from a living soul to a dead soul. The ongoing battle for victory begin. We find that in Genesis 3:15. Paul confessed his struggle to do what is good in Romans 7:24. He confessed his struggle to do what is good. In 1 Corinthians 15:22, remind us, 1 Corinthians 15:22, he says, "For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all shall be made alive." When Jesus Christ came into the world, he was the only spotless Lamb of God. He did no sin. He knew no sin. Did no sin. He knew no sin because he could not sin. He could not sin because he was God. He was born not of flesh, but he was born of the Holy Spirit. He was born in Matthew 1:20. And this has always been the purpose of God, to redeem man back to himself. 1 Corinthians 15:3, Christ died for our sin according to the scripture. He was buried and rose again on the third day according to the scripture. Jesus died a physical death for your sin and for my sin, that we might become the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Everyone born into this world, you're born as spiritual dead. But Jesus said, you must be born again. Everyone coming to this world, you're born spiritual dead. But Jesus said, like he said to Nicodemus, in order to have that new life, you must be born again. Jesus reminded him, I am come that you might have life, and that you might have this life abundantly. He came to give us abundant life. In Luke 19:10, Jesus says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. In John 3:14, remind us, just like Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. In Numbers chapter 21, the children of Israel, they spoke evil against Moses and against God. And what happened? God sent fiery serpent that bit them. And all those who was bitten by the serpent, they die. And there was so much death upon this earth at that time. Now, Moses saw the situation, and he pleaded to God. And he asked God to have mercy. And God told Moses to make that a brazen serpent and put it on a pole, a serpent of brass. Put it on a pole. And he told him, let the people know that whosoever look upon the serpent, they shall live. They shall live. So Moses did what God says. He put the serpent upon this pole, and all the people who was bitten by the fiery serpent, when they look upon the pole, just by faith, believing, all who was bitten by the serpent, they live. So here, he says, just like Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Jesus Christ was lifted up upon the cross of Calvary, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. And that's what John 3:16 tells us. From 3:14, you go right unto 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Jesus Christ went all the way to Calvary. He suffered on the squirrel tree just for you and for me. And for by only believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, by only exercising faith, just like the children of Israel did, all they had was to do, look upon the serpent. And all he's asking us to do is to look to the Lord Jesus Christ first by faith, believing that Jesus Christ is the only one that God sent into this world. That was God's plan from the foundation of the world, to send one into this world to die for Adam's sin, that the whole nation perish not. And it was him, the Lord Jesus Christ. And this morning, only by faith in Jesus Christ, you can pass from death, the death that we are talking about, from death to life. Jesus Christ is offering life to everyone this morning who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. All he's saying to you this morning is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Saved from eternal death. Saved from the second death. Saved to be with the Lord Jesus Christ himself throughout countless age of eternity. I trust that these few words, you would consider it and try to avoid the second death. Amen.